This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Our guest in the studio right now is Jo Hirst. Now, Jo is not an author per se, but she is now. But most importantly, she's a mum. Jo, welcome to Joy.
Thank you very much.
And you're a mum with a particular purpose and a particular reason for writing a really special book that I think, well, I certainly have never seen anything directed quite at this target audience for this book. Now, the book's called The Gender Fairy. Tell us, first of all, why you wrote Gender Fairy.
Well, I wrote this book initially for my son. He transitioned last year in prep when he was 6 years old to his true gender, which is male. And I looked around and realised there was really nothing that he could take to school and show his friends. And I tend to write stories for my children. That's what I do. So I wrote him a story, and then I realised this could be adapted for all children in all schools to realise what it's like to be a transgender child, to have a bit of empathy and understanding about it. And I decided to have a crazy notion and write a book. And it really happened.
Now, from a personal perspective, can I ask what your experience was as a parent of a transgender child? Was it a complete surprise?
Yes and no. I think when your child shows gender diversity from a very young age, from 18 months in our case, which is quite common in these cases, I think I knew that something was going on, but I thought perhaps he was just a tomboy. But I think deep down I knew, but it wasn't until he actually told me that I really faced it and realised that he couldn't go on like this and we had to do something.
So you say that your son told you that he felt like he was really a boy. How does a 4 or 5 year old do that? And how was it that your family environment allowed a 4 or 5 year old to do that comfortably?
Well, I guess it's making sure that your children can tell you anything they want and know that you love them. That's really important. But he just said the doctors had made a mistake. It's that simple.
Wow.
He said, can that happen? I said, well, yeah, I guess it can. And then he said, well, this is what's happened with me. And it continued from there. And then I knew nothing about it, of course, and had to look into what help was around.
That initial response from you is actually a pretty forward-thinking response.
It was a defining moment, I would have to say. Like, I actually thought, I have to answer this honestly.
Yep.
I have to be honest here. And I could see it was really important to him that it was hard for him to say that to me. And you say it's forward thinking, but there are lots of parents out there with lots of children doing the same thing as me. And when you see your child in distress, there aren't many parents who would not help their child make a social transition and support their child. And there's lots of us out there.
Yeah. I admire the fact that as a parent you're able to recognise what was going on, even if you didn't know a lot about it at the time. So you've gone out since then and obviously tried to find as much as you can.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way I work, and I think there's quite a few mums and dads who work that way. So find out as much as you can. And I wanted to know everything, and I wanted to do it now. So I did a lot of research. I was lucky enough to be put in touch with the Royal Children's Hospital Gender Service.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't have to wait too long, which was fantastic. And it's amazing. And I have a wonderful support group as well of other parents, and that's been fantastic also. And I've had a supportive school environment, supportive family. So our journey has been smooth. And I want it to be like that for everybody else. I think that's how it should be and how it could be for everybody.
So I was just going to ask quicker. So how was the school
Fantastic.
With him and with you, obviously?
Supportive, wonderful, couldn't be better. Have an amazing principal.
Did your son actually have to transition after starting school?
Oh, yes. He was already halfway through prep.
Right.
So we contacted the Safe Schools Coalition, who are absolutely amazing. We couldn't manage without them. And what they do is they come in and speak to the teachers and make sure that the teachers know the right language to use and how to support that child in a school. And they speak to the child's class, and it's really very simple and age appropriate. And our school was already incredibly supportive, as many schools are these days. Most schools are really, really supportive and want to help. They just need to know the right way to go about it. And luckily, Safe Schools and the Children's Hospital are there to support us.
All right, so let's get on with that. You've decided to create what essentially is a resource for people just like you, and for schools as well.
It's a book that could to be read aloud to children by parents or teachers, so it could be used in the home or at school. And it's just a very simple story about two children who don't align with the gender they were assigned at birth. And the gender fairy comes in and says, right, well, you're crying out for help, and guess what? You can be exactly who you are and wear whatever you like, and you can choose your own name. And they ask the gender fairy questions, and the gender fairy answers them. And there's notes at the back for parents and teachers.
I was going to say, I mean, I've described it as a resource, but we're looking at a copy of the book on the desk here.
Well,
it's a beautiful and illustrated photographic children's
book. It's a picture book, yeah. It's a picture book with notes at the back for parents and teachers. And Ros Ward from La Trobe University has helped out with the notes at the back. And Ros is very, very experienced at going to schools, so that's fantastic. I'm very, very lucky to have had that help. And I would really just hope that it could not just be a resource for transgender children, to help them feel that they are normal and they are not alone. That's the big message. But also for all children, to help them understand what it's like and how to support their peers.
Yeah. So it's really for any child who may come in contact with a transgender child.
Which is everyone.
Which is
everyone. I think there was a New Zealand study recently published that said 1.2% of school children identify as transgender. So when you look at the size of most schools, we're all going to come in contact with gender diverse children, whether they're living in secret or they're out in public. There's a lot out there.
Yeah. Now, this book, will it actually be an official Education Department, a sanctioned book?
I don't know. I think it's going to be up to the schools to choose to buy it and use it. The Australian Education Union magazine are going to feature it in January, which is fantastic. And I've had a lot of interest from schools, so it'd be great to see it out there in schools.
Fantastic. Now, it is getting an official launch next week.
It is on Tuesday. Martin Foley is going to do a speech. It should be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be at a primary school. And Senator Janet Rice was kind enough also to speak about the book to the Senate the other night, which was really mind-blowing. So I've had a lot of cross-party support.
You're officially in Hansard
for all time now. I know. I need a copy. It's amazing. That was a real shock. That was awesome. She's an awesome supporter of transgender children also. They both are.
Now, it'll obviously be generally available for people to either order online.
It's available from my website to buy at www.thegenderfairy.com. It will be available from readings and the bookshop at the Royal Children's Hospital, and that's as far as I've got so far.
Fantastic. Yeah. I think the whole thing is that the illustrations on the front of the book and the name itself, the Gender Fairy, it's such a welcoming title. It's something that makes you feel good right from the start.
I hope so. I want it to be a positive experience, and I want every gender diverse child to have a really positive experience in life. Beautiful children, it should be celebrated. Diversity should be celebrated. It's not something that's a taboo subject to be hidden away. It's a beautiful thing.
It absolutely. Joe, I wish you all the best with the book.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well. I hope every kid in Australia gets a chance to either be read this or to read it.
Thank you so much for your time, all of you.
It's all right. It's called The Gender Fairy. If you want your own copy, get to thegenderfairy.com. And Joe Hurst is the author. It's going to be launched by Martin Foley, our Equality Minister.
So it should be a well-attended media launch, I'd say, for you.
Oh, let's hope so.
And it'll be available from December 1. Jo, thank you for joining us today and bringing us up to date on this.
Thank you all very much.
It's amazing. Love it. Jo Hirst there, the author of The Gender Fairy, here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.